bless and appreciate you. We'll give you the glory. We exalt you. We'll thank you for another day. We'll bless and say thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness in our lives. We'll thank you for the journey of our lives. We'll thank you because your grace has kept us. We'll thank you because you are good. You are a loving Father. You are the Father we can run to at all times. You are the Father with a listening ear. You are the Father that draws us closer at all times. You are the strength of our lives. You are our shield and our buckler. We exalt and appreciate you. We say thank you, God, for all you are doing for us. We thank you for what you will do. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you because your outstretched arm has been available for us at all times to cuddle us, to carry us closer. We exalt you because you are good to us. We thank you for victories. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you because you have you as our God at all times. We thank you because you are our Father. We say thank you. You've been fathering us right and well. We thank you for everything. We thank you for your show of love. We thank you for your extension of love. We thank you for embracing us. We are so grateful. We'll come to you with our sacrifices of praise. We thank you because we are the evidence of who you are. We say thank you, God. You are so good to us. For everything, we say thank you. For who you are, we say thank you. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Today is the 14th day in the month of May 2026. God has been good to us. I want us to make this words of declaration and say, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved. In Jesus' name, I carry the power of life in me. Christ is at work in me. The power of God is at work with me. Everything I lay my hands on will bring forth good yields in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power and the authority that is in the name of Jesus, my hands are blessed. All I touch will be blessed. Everything I do will be fruitful because the Spirit of the Lord is at work in me. Nothing good dies in my hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy the power of God because it will be at work and it will continually be at work with me. I will not lack the help that God has prepared for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, my seat today is in the corners of greatness because I carry the power of greatness in me. In the name of Jesus Christ, my help will not be hindered. In the name of Jesus Christ, every veil between me and my helper, the fire of the Lord consumed them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I become visible to the help that the Lord has provided for me. In Jesus' name, I enjoy the mercy of the Lord. He has provided for me to the fullest. In the name of Jesus Christ, my life will not lack the oil that God has poured over me. In the name of Jesus Christ, he prepared a table before me today. Every table that God has prepared for me, I begin to enjoy the banquet. In the name of Jesus Christ, nobody takes my place. In the name of Jesus Christ, I walk with the fire of the Holy Ghost to consume everything that is not of God for me. In Jesus' name, mercy opens the door for me. In Jesus' name, I activate it. I become a partaker of the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, help surrounds me and I will not lack any one of them. In Jesus' name, the grace of the Lord speaks volumes for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the help of God is activated and I become a partaker of it. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blessings of the Lord are open unto me. God connects me to my helper. In the name of Jesus Christ, the fire of God silences everything that is not of God for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak peace to you today and I receive the peace in Jesus' name. I am the reality of the peace in Jesus' name. I walk in the consciousness of the peace that God has provided for me today. In the name of Jesus Christ. And at the end of today, testimonies are my portion. I become the evidence of that testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Brethren, as we have been discussing this week and we have been discussing about children. Children are the heritage of God. I want to start with this Bible passage that we have been using as our anchor scripture in Isaiah chapter 40, but I'll be reading verse 31. It said, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. That means we can get new strength on a daily basis when we trust in the Lord. The other says, they will soar high on wings like eagle. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. In this journey of life, we are going to do a lot of walking because it's a journey. But the Bible says those who trust in the Lord, while we walk, while we run, while we soar, God is always there before with us, and he will continue to help us in Jesus' name. Brethren, I want us to know that there is no greater stewardship on earth than to care for the seed that we have been given. As a father, as a mother, as a nurturer, there is a seed that has been handed over to us, even as neighbors. There are some children that are looking at us in one way or the other, even as teachers, as nurturers, as coach. God has placed seeds in our hands, which can be directly or indirectly. And to be a steward is a work that God has given to us. When we look into the eyes of children, either biological or non-biological, we are not just looking at small people, we are looking at living seed for the kingdom of God. So when we look at children, Bible says in Psalm 127, they are the heritage of God. So we should not just look at them as small things. We should not look at children as seeds that have no substance. We should not look at them as seeds that cannot be viable. We should look at them as seeds of the kingdom. We should look at them with the eyes of God. That's why God has placed us to care for them, because he knows they matter most. Seeds are a package of becoming. They hold within their shell everything they are destined to become. Yet their destiny is dependent on their environment, on the environment that is provided to them by the gardener. So the environment of those children matters most in their life. As children of God, we should know that these children are not just seed. They are holy seed that need to be mentored so that they can remain. They are the offspring of the generation that continues. They continue, like Isaiah 6 verse 13 says, they will remain from one generation to generation, but they need to be taken care of properly. The purpose of every child like a seed is to carry the DNA of the father into a season, into a particular season that should not be destroyed. They carry a DNA of the father that must not be destroyed, because if it is destroyed, there will be no process of manifestation. There will be no process of transformation. Like in Psalm 127 verse, they are arrows in the hands of God, but the arrow is short. Not the day where they are born. They go through maturation, they go through transformation before they are fired. We need to shape them carefully. We cannot just take them with a carefree hand. I want us to know that God does not give us a finished product. Children are not finished products, but they are potential wrapped in vulnerability. The reason they are vulnerable is because of the environment they find themselves. This purpose of these children needs to grow like a seed of righteousness, oaks of righteousness, to become that which God has provided for them. And they need canopies, they need strong canopy to be able to keep them, to become who they are, and so that they can pass the baton to the next generation, passing it right. If we fail over them, there's going to be a problem. In Exodus chapter 1 verse 15 to 22 tells us about Pharaoh. Because he knows that these children will become seed of righteousness, he tried to bring them down. He made a decree, because he had heard, or let me say, maybe his wise men had told him that a savior is coming to save the children of Israel. And the time of Jesus too, in Matthew, King Herod made a decree after the wise men got to his place that they should kill all the children. Why? Because they were looking for Jesus and they could not know how they can lay hold on him. So they had to use all means to kill all the children of that generation, of that age gap between age 0 to 2 years. In his mind, he thought he had killed him. But you know, our God is a merciful God. He placed him in the eyes of the right people. That is the way God has placed your children, those ones that are biological, non-biological, into your hands, so we can prevent them from the hands of people like Pharaoh and people like King Herod. God is counting on us and he doesn't want us to fail him. Protecting these children should be something paramount, because if we don't protect them, they can't be that viable seed that God wants them to be. I want us to take a thought and look at it. God has given me this opportunity over these children, and I must not fail them. What are you doing? What is that thing that you are doing over these children that God has placed in your hands? In Mark chapter 10 from verse 13 to 14 says, one day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them, but the disciples scolded them for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples and said to them, let children come to me. Don't stop them, for theirs is the kingdom of God. I want us to open our hands and say, Lord, I bring my children into your hands. Lord, touch my children. I bring these children into your hands, either spiritual, either biological or non-biological. Lord, touch them. They need your touch to be viable. They need your touch not to become vulnerable. They need your touch not to fall prey in the hands of the wicked ones. Lord, touch my children. Every child, every seed that you have laid under my care, biologically, non-biologically, Lord, I place them before you. Lord, touch them. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, touch them. In the name of Jesus Christ, every power that has been assigned over their life to hinder me or to hinder them from accessing that grace that you have opened unto them, Lord, silence them in the name of Jesus Christ. My children need your touch spiritually in every areas of their life. What they need to do to make an impact in their life and to make this heavenly home, Lord, touch my children. Pray for them the way you prayed for Peter. You said, I will pray for you. The devil has planned to spill you, but I have prayed for you. Lord, touch these children of mine. Pray for them. Preserve them from the people that has been planned to destroy them. They will not fall into the hands of the evil ones. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name of praying, I want us to pray this prayer again. The Bible says, fire goes before the Lord and it destroys all his enemies. The Lord, I send you ahead of those children. I put these children under your care. Let your fire go before them on a daily basis. Let your fire begin to consume everything that is not of God in their life. Every seed of the rebellion, every seed of destruction, every seed of addiction that the enemy has thrown on earth that is affecting the children in this generation. The Lord, let your fire encamp round over my children. Prevent them from becoming rebellion. Let your fire consume every seed of rebellion. Let your fire consume every seed of addiction. Let your fire consume everything that is not of God in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your fire barricade their life. In the name of Jesus Christ, as they set out on a daily basis, let your fire go before them. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name of praying. We will be rounding up because of time and space to continue tomorrow, but I want us to make this prayer before we round up. The Lord, I put these children into your hands. I put these children over your care. Surround them with your fire. Surround them with your power. Let your voice be louder in their hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, in this world that is filled with insanity, make these children sane in your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, groom them in your grace. Let your voice be louder in their ears. Let your words be louder in their hearts. Let them choose the intentionality of choosing your word above every other, because your word, let them choose your word to be a light unto their paths, to become a lamp unto their feet, and to lighten their path, to show them where to go, to teach them their direction, to let them focus, to let them know what to do, to prevent them from being distracted. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every voice of distraction be silenced on their behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ, whenever they hear the voice of distraction, help them, oh God, to keep themselves in you, to stay from distractions. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak the peace of God over our children. Daily as they launch out, the fire of the Lord overtakes them. The fire of the Lord barricades them. In the name of Jesus Christ, the fire of the Lord shields them. The fire of the Lord consumes every form of distraction. The fire of God protects them. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will be preserved by the mercy of the Lord. They will be kept by the mercy of the Lord. It is well with you, children. We speak the peace of the Lord upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the voice of the Lord become powerful. This voice of the Lord teaches you the way to go. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not fall into error. It is well with you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Brethren, I want us to always remember that coming of the Lord is at hand. Prepare and make your way straight in the Lord. Commit your ways into the hands of the Lord. Lord, I commit my life into your hands. Tailor my life. Direct my step to always make that step that is according to your will for my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will strengthen us daily. He will keep us firm in him. We will not go away from his way. We will not be swayed away in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The grace of the Lord goes with us. The mercy of the Lord goes with us. The power of the Lord goes ahead of us in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.